to što Robertina znači sad kaže, ne znam je li zabilježeno da je ovaj, ups, što je Robertina upravo rekla je znači da ovaj, pri intermedijalnim radovima, znači naravno surađujemo sa, sa programerima, budući da ne programiramo same, odnosno svaka za sebe sama, ali ja do sada sam imala takvu suradnju da oni nisu u autorskom smislu sudjelovali. Dakle, oni su bili izvršitelji mojih ideja. My little slaves. Tako da, mislim, odlično bi bilo da imaš možda programera koji je, koji je kompletan autor i u tom smislu da ti, da ti pomaže pri, pri razvoju. Želim se družno zvučati, ali ja imam tako jedan čist autorski princip i, i nemam nekakva pretjerana odstupanja od toga.
Sam kod radicama.
Kako recimo u budućnosti, mislim imate namjeru još, još raditi zajedno, da. Recimo u tom segmentu videa, jer nekako, kako mi se čini, stvar vam je super ispala, vama osobno, da. I ne znam, kakve su vam intencije recimo sa sljedećim projektima, ne znam, na čemu ste, šta razmišljate?
Zdaj trenutno sve obidva v obdobju, kad ste se zelo individualno lokali zopet vsaka nekega svojega projekta naprej, ker se z intermedijo zdaj trenutno ti vem, da razvijaš neko novo idejo. Jaz smo še novi projekt tudi letos, ki ga namravam realizirati. Ampak ja, mislim, ne bi pa izključilo, da ne bova nikoli več sodelovali v videu in tako dalje, ne? Ker dejansko, mislim, ko imaš toliko super rezultat tega, seveda, ko hočeš dalje skup raziskovati tudi ta medij in način dela in to idejo, ki smo jo mogoče pripeljali sad do enih določenih stopenj, pa mogoče bilo v redu tudi, ko gremo naprej, ampak...
Da, mislim, još je jako friško, jer je, još uvijek je izložba tek postavljena. Kad smo završili rad, odmah smo postavili, tako da treba vidjeti, ali definitivno ja bi, što se mene tiče, ovaj, naravno s tim radom trebamo ići dalje, imamo ideju napraviti nekakav tur, znači da bi išli, ne znam sad točno gdje sve, ali bi pokušale ovaj... pokušale s radom malo putovati okolo. A što se tiče dalje suradnje, mislim definitivno, ja definitivno se nadam da ćemo nešto napraviti zajedno.
Ja, žele pomalo se vidjeti ako bi delo što tke druge pokazali, ne? Da ne bi bilo prikazano samo Slovenija, ampak bi šla tudi s njim rade pač na gostovanje po tujini, ker meni je v redu tudi z določenimi deli, ki pač se kot umetnik počutiš kompetentnih prikazovača naprej, da greš tudi v drugam. Pa ne zaradi tega, ker bi zdaj bilo v tujini samo meti mleko in samo super, ampak zaradi tega, ker na ta način pridobiš tudi določene različne reakcije, ne. Zdajmo pač mene kako umetnika seveda zanima, kaj pa moje delo komunicira na okrog, ne. Na kak način ne to doživlja to, ne. In tudi recimo pač je vredo tudi videti v drugih prostorih, na kak način bi ga druge kaj uporabljali, ne. Ker vedno, ko priješ neko nov galerijski prostor, se srečaš z novimi problematikami. Same postavitve, pa tudi reakcije, ne?
Zapravo komunikacija, radi jedan put kad je gotov, dalje komunicira, dalje je sve stvar komunikacije sa publikom, sa galerijom, sa, ne znam, s mentalitetom, sa državom, sa, na bilo kom nivou, ja? Tako da je to interesantno sad ići u tom području. Jer zapravo, nažalost, meni osobno, nažalost, nije rad samo stvaranje i gotovo, a? Imaš taj drugi dio koji je ovaj... koji je ta komunikacija.
Pa da, isto značajen, vjerojatno.
Pa, valjda.
Mogoče bi še povdarila, ne, ko so pri projektu tudi kar dost intenzivno sodelovali, sta tudi obeti kuratorci, ko ste podpisane, Maja Ložič, ki je tudi napisala tekst, in Jadranka Ljubičić iz galerije Alcatraz, plus pri zvoku, pri zvočnem zapisu, pri zvočni teksturi, ki se tudi odvija zraven samega videodela, ste posodelovali še...
Bili so dva... Well, everyone switched to English, so they can understand. We had two artists, two sound artists. One is Vladimir Ilić Lenin 2 from Niš, Serbia. The other is Mario Samut Cigna from Malta. It was really great to also because it was collaborate. I mean, this work is mine and Robertina's work, and it's a collaboration between two of us. But also because the sound was not as important as the visuals and the whole idea and concept and everything. And so, but also the sound is for me very important. I mean, I'm now speaking just from myself, because you have this, because people very easily communicate through sounds, you know, as a listen, not as a as artist, but as listeners. And so that's why we were, for me it's very important to have sound in gallery, because it's kind of like materialized emotions, you know. And it really helps creating in creating the atmosphere. And so our sound was the whisper between two of us. Uh-huh. I was whispering in Croatian language, and Robertina was whispering in Slovenian language. And but we were basically, this whisper was communication between two of us. And also it is like whisper in the gallery, you have like whisper between two of these between two of these projections, you know. So it's very individual, very intimate, you know. But we also needed this noise sound, and that's why we asked these two guys, and they were really genius, both of them. We were both really, really surprised, because we were like 3 days before the end of the work, before the opening of the exhibition, you know. We said like, hi, you know, and okay, so Vladimir I know for, I don't know, 5 years or something, and he's also video artist and stuff, but the Mario I didn't know, you know, so I mm-hmm. didn't know what to expect or anything, so I was kind of listening to it, and then it was really, really synchronized very, very well, actually perfect. Mm-hmm. And but it was very funny, because also Lenin, his work is quite different than ours work, mine mm-hmm. and Robertina's, and he's more expressionistic and, you know, very more violent, I would say. But it was very funny, and I will say now this in Serbian, because I told him very easily, like, just, can you do this? And he was like, yes, sve sam shvatio, sve sam razumeo, već vidim celi video. It was so, you know, the way he was, I was thinking, like, is he, like, cutting me, you know? But he really, what he did was completely different what he is doing, you know, usually, as what I know. And this was really great. And the other guy, Mario, I mean, not the other guy, it's equally important, but Mario from Malta, his work is really absolutely fantastic, and I was really surprised, because in a way it's like my other video stuff is like a visual part of his audio part, and also breaking of whiteness of mm-hmm. Roma Lombelline is really in perfect harmony with his work. So we were really like, wow, surprised, and we thought, oh, well, you know, anything could happen with these sounds, and we thought maybe we will at the end do something on our own, but when we received the results, we were really, really amazed.